안녕. You are listening to The Legit Korean. I'm your host and your Korean tutor, Ari Lee. This is where I get to practice English speaking and you get to learn Korean with The Legit Korean. It's April 4th. It's Wednesday. Let's get started. It's time for On Korea. I talk about anything that is about my country and you learn some trivia on my country. Today, I want to talk about that South Koreans eat a lot. I mean it. Since I'm a legit Korean, you can count on me on this. There are a lot of buffet restaurants throughout the country. One of the most popular buffet restaurants right now is sushi buffet restaurant. They offer, you know, a lot of sushis and some salads, some soups, and many other seafoods. And also there are a lot of Western-style buffet restaurants, and there's shabu-shabu buffet restaurant. Do you know shabu-shabu? When you go to a shabu-shabu restaurant, you get a pot full of vegetable broth, and a lot of fresh vegetables and slices of beef, pork, or chicken. So you dip those vegetables and slices into broth. And within seconds, when it's cooked, you eat them with the broth. That's shabu-shabu. And shabu-shabu is one of the most popular restaurant menu in my country. And there's also tteokbokki restaurant. Tteokbokki is spicy Korean food. And when you go to a tteokbokki buffet restaurant, you can have tteokbokki as much as you can with a lot of toppings like sausage. Is it right? Sausage. I don't know how to pronounce it correctly. Sausage and noodles and cheese. And there's also samgyeopsal buffet restaurant. You know, I talked about samgyeopsal on previous episode. When you come to South Korea, you definitely should try samgyeopsal. It's grilled pork. So if you pay a visit to any Korean buffet restaurants, you're gonna get surprised by the amount of food we have at the restaurant. We really eat a lot, and we like the feeling of being full. I think that's why many South Korean restaurants, especially traditional ones, offer a lot of side dishes, and you can order additional side dishes without additional cost. Since we like the feeling of being full, there are many times that, especially after having meal, we say, I'm full. That's why I'm gonna let you know how to say I'm full today. It's 배불러요. I'm gonna repeat it 3 times. Listen carefully. 배불러요. 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 So 배 means stomach and 불러요 means it's ballooned. So it literally means my stomach is ballooned. Now I'm gonna break it into syllables so that you can repeat after me. 2 times. 배 불 러 요 배 불, 러, 요. Now slowly, 3 times. 배 불러요. 배 불러요. 배불러요. Do you remember how to say no thanks in Korean? It's 괜찮아요. So now you know how to say no thanks, I'm full. It's 괜찮아요. 배불러요. Now faster, 3 times. 배불러요. 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 So from Monday to Friday, I always sit down at my desk and I think about what do I have to say on today's podcast. As you might notice, it's very random. I talk about anything that just pops up in my head. And do you know why I talked about I'm full today? Because right now I'm full. I had noodle today and I felt very full, and that's when I thought, wait a minute, did I talk about I'm full on my podcast? I don't think so. Then I'm just gonna do it. So that's why you learn I'm full today. And as always, thank you for listening to my podcast. Don't forget the homework. You say 배불러요 to anyone you meet today for 30 times. And if you have any questions, contact me on Anchor, Twitter, and Instagram. On Anchor, you can send me a voice message. And on Twitter and Instagram, my account is TheLegitK. No capital words, just TheLegitK. I'm dying to hear from you. See you tomorrow. Bye. 안녕.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.